This meeting shall come to order. Roll call. Wes and Steve are excused this evening. Public comment.
Thank you for hearing me again. This is kind of a follow-up to the last time. We didn't have it work out very well. Our workshop to try to explain to you our findings over at Kidder Point. Our goal here is to help you recognize the problem, not necessarily the extent of the problem, but just the problem. And we want to ask you to work with the landowners to try to remedy the situation. We tried this before and didn't meet with much success, and suspect that you have more authority than we did. A question I have before we get started is, James, you know those laws that Ron had? What's the MMA's position on that? Do they think those are enforceable, or what? Do they encourage towns to enforce them?
Which ones?
The ones that say that the town, since the state doesn't have a policy for this kind of stuff, that the towns, it's up to them to do it, and they have policing powers.
We do have home rule authority, but it's rarely acted on when it comes to matters of environmental protection, because we have the DEP to actually do that. I will give a bit of an update. Since our meeting, I got an email from a gentleman named Maxwell Johnstone. He works for NCOG, that's the Mid-Coast Council of Governments, letting us know that there was some brownfield grant money available. So I responded to him and pointed out this situation in particular, that there were plastics, microplastics and such, and that it was owned, the property itself was owned by GAC, a private company, and that if they would look into that, that would be great on everyone's behalf. So they reached out, Max reached out to both GAC and EPA, and they responded. At first he said, I don't think there's much that can be done, but he responded to me on September 29th, reporting out that he reached out to both the EPA and GAC, and they're both interested in moving forward to try to see if there's a fit for that brownfield monies to do a couple of things. One, to address the acid plant, which is a derelict building, and then I followed up with the plastics. So I haven't had anything since the 29th, but I'll do a follow-up with them in the next week or so. But it looks promising that money might be available to clean up that's only about a week away. So.
All right.